ago, I was asked to serve as the pastor of Our Lady of Victory Parish in Crestview, which is about 8 miles east of here. The previous pastor, Father Brian Ryan, had died of cancer, and his parishioners had rallied around him and cared for him. It was them, they who sat by his bed, they who fed him breakfast and lunch when he was up to eat, and it was they who were by his bedside when he died. He died on November 11th, 1995, and I arrived in the parish on December the 15th, 1995. I had just finished studying at Catholic University, and the parish loved their pastor very much, but now he was gone. One of the first challenges upon my arrival was to bring healing and peace to this community, but also they had a new office and CCD building, and my brothers and sisters, this is one of the most beautiful buildings you have ever seen. It looks like an R coming off of the main church, very much like the colonnades that we often see when we see the picture of St. Peter's. It was absolutely beautiful, and every time it rained, it leaked like a sea. There were buckets all over this beautiful, beautiful building. I just cannot tell you how beautiful the building was. I mean, when I saw it, I said, oh God, isn't this a beautiful place to be? And then it rained. And we're walking around in our rain ponchos and with our umbrellas, and I realized I have been cursed. And the problems with the leaking finally were resolved. I made sure the construction company came out. They patched up the roof. To receive the furniture, which had been ordered by a parish committee from a specialty catalog. And for those of you who don't know, specialty catalog means that they are especially high prices, especially expensive. So the secretary's desk, and secretaries deserve to have a nice desk to work from, the secretary's desk was to be an L-shaped desk. They ordered it from the catalog, and are you ready? The desk cost $5,000. They had to get smelling salts to revive me. And for that price, I was expecting that someone would come and assemble the desk. Or that the desk at $5,000 was so sophisticated that it could assemble itself. Surprisingly, assembly was not included. So several parishioners opened this large box. They laid out all the pieces. And then we asked five mechanically inclined ex-engineers, retired military officers, to come and put the L-shaped desk together. 3 hours later, they came. They utterly frustrated and saying, we have tried everything, and there is no way that we can put these pieces together to make what looks like a desk. So I called the company. The company, and you know, one of the things you may not know, but usually people try to take advantage of churches. When they hear that you're a church, usually they say, well, we'll give you the least quality. Because the church will be nice and they'll be friendly, and you know, Monsignor Reed, he's going to be a rug, and you just walk right on over him. He will be just so kind that you hand him this second quality, or no quality at all either. Well, on that particular day, that's the runaround that I was getting was I said, the desk that you sent, all the parts and pieces are not here. And the woman at the phone said, no problem, we'll send you the parts. I said, well, how do you know what they are? And she said, well, I'll send you the parts. I said, okay, I sort of maybe she's magical. And she has something on her computer screen that tells her exactly what parts of the desk that we have are missing. And 2 weeks later, she sent me a bag of screws. I thought that gift was very appropriate and symbolic. I then called the company up and asked that they send a representative immediately. They were not willing to do this. When I use the lawyer word, and I do thank those of you who are lawyers and work in that area, when I use the lawyer word, they were there the next morning at 7 a.m. The representative walked into the room, he looked at the pieces, he flushed in the face. doesn't create a mess. So he called his own company, and the company said, well, actually, the L-shaped desk that you ordered from the catalog doesn't exist anymore, so we sent you something else. I asked for a refund. They were reluctant at first. I mentioned the magical Elder lawyer, and the refund came, and with great joy, I went with the secretary the next day to Office Depot, and we bought a beautiful, beautiful L-shaped desk for one-fifth of the cost. You know, my brothers and sisters, Trinity Sunday celebrates that God has given us as Catholics the right, full, and complete package. Not a substitute. He has given us a package of beliefs and teachings and doctrines and dogmas that are there to help us, help you and me to live our life. And not just to survive life and get by life, but to live our life to the fullest. We've all heard, because of the movie The Da Vinci Code, about this group called the Gnostics. The Gnostics were early Christians who did not want the full package. They picked and they chose the things that they wanted, and they were willing to live with those things, but they did not want the full and the complete package. And maybe in our own day, there are people who offer so much. I mean, I believe that as Catholics and Christians, we are offered so much, but we only take advantage of very little. Sometimes we don't even realize all that we have been offered. But everything that we have been offered has been given to us by God in a package, so to speak, so that we might live our lives better, complete, full. If there would ever be a time in your life or mine when we look around and say, I have absolutely nothing that will help me. We have been given everything by the Lord, and the teachings and beliefs which we profess that will help us in every situation or a circumstance, or any quandary or worry or confusion, we have it. We have been given it by the Lord, and so to speak, in a package. We might call it the Trinity package. The package of God as the Father and as the Son and as the Holy Spirit. You know, when we talk about the Trinity and we talk about God the Father, we talk about a God who from the beginning, out of nothing, created something fabulous and wonderful. He is a creative God. I recently was reading about a couple who wanted to have the most creative wedding, a wedding that had never been done before, and they wanted their wedding to be unique, that years from now, the Guinness Book of Records, I guess, would find out that they had this wedding in this way, and they would insert their wedding in their records. And so they decided that they were going to be married underwater in scuba gear. They finally found, I guess they had to pay extra for a minister who was willing to put on the scuba gear and marry them underwater. Now, I would certainly acknowledge that this was a very creative marriage ceremony. But you know, my brothers and sisters, will they continue to be that creative when they have difficulties in their marriage? Because we believe in God the Father, a creative God, that means that you and I, when we have those problems with our spouse, or with our relationship, or with our children, or with our extended family, that we are called to be creative, to take out of this mess, and to find something that will help us. You know, maybe that means we have to creatively communicate. We have to be a little more understanding or listening or compassionate with our spouse. That's what God wants for us. He wants us to learn from the Trinity. God the Father was creative, and so in our workplace, in our home life, wherever we may be, God calls us to be creative, to take the things that we are given, the difficulties. They have that saying, if the world gives you lemons, make lemonade. If people throw vegetables at you, make salad. Be creative. Because God the Father was created in making the whole world, the whole universe. And he had nothing The second person of the Trinity is the Son, who is the Redeemer. And I think every single one of us have had situations that have happened in our life that seem absolutely overwhelming and impossible and difficult and painful and stressful. And we are required to go into that situation and to bring redemption. Has there ever been a situation where we have just made it worse? Well, to be believers in the second person of the Trinity, the Son, why did it become worse? Because we are to be redeemers. We're to take a terrible, awful situation, a crisis moment, and we're to turn it around and to make it a moment of grace and redemption and salvation and hope. That's what we're called to do, about living our life and faith to the fullest. The third person of the Trinity is the Holy Spirit, which is, for us as Catholics, the consoler and the sanctifier. In whatever decision we make and whatever we do in life, God wants us to be holy. So why are we screaming at our kids all the time? Why do we call them names? Why do we call our parents names? Or why do we just disrespect them or show such disregard for those who love us and care for us? Why do we do those things? You know, in talking to parents whose primary means of disciplining their kids is screaming and yelling and tearing on and having a fit, those parents are not happy. They feel guilty every time they think about the way they discipline their kids. You know, God doesn't want you to live that way. The church doesn't want you to live that way. There's a better way to do it, and the better way is sometimes just being patient and being calm. And we might not have that in us, but that's where prayer comes in, and our journey to holiness. That's where the Holy Spirit tries to sanctify us and make us holy so that we can not lose our head when it comes to important things regarding our children or other members of our family. This is how we, as Catholics, receive the Trinity package. Everything that you and I believe to live our lives better, and part of that package is we believe in the resurrection. The Gnostics did not. They didn't believe that Jesus rose from the dead. We believe in the resurrection. That means, again, when there is a terrible situation or a crisis or a problem, and you don't think you're going to be able to handle it, we believe because the Lord Jesus rose from the dead that we can rise above this crisis or this problem. We're also a church of sacraments. Sacraments are a part of our package. Not every church, not every Christian acknowledges sacraments, but it's a shame. You know, when I meet a Catholic and they have no idea what they receive and what they have been given as sacraments, I actually know what kind of Catholic they are, but they don't know how many there are. They probably call 13 sacraments. It's been a while since you went to CCB. They said, CCB? Those of you who said, what is CCB? Prove my point. But the sacraments, in every stage of our life, who is with us? When we are born, and right as we're about to be baptized, who is with God is with us. God offers us His grace through our sacraments. And particularly today, as we celebrate the Eucharist, what is the Eucharist? It's a sacrament of transformation. And I guarantee you that every single one of us need to be transformed. I need to be transformed and changed so I can become a better, more giving and serving priest. You need to be changed and transformed so that you can be what God has called you to be, whether it be a husband, a wife, a single person, a widow, a widower, whether it be a businessman, a businesswoman, whatever your profession may be. God gives us these sacraments so that we might be transformed and changed as He will be transformed from bread and wine into His body and blood, this altar. And all the sacraments are about transformation, transforming a person who is sick and offering hope to them. This is a part of the package that God has given us. And we celebrate that complete whole and whole package today on the Feast of the Holy Trinity. We are not called as Catholics to be pickers and choosers. We're not Gnostic Christians. Those who pick and choose, the Greeks would use the word heresy. These are people who pick the sacraments, the resurrection, all the things which we believe and profess to be revealed to us by God, we are the losers. Our life is not going to be as full or as joyful or as complete as it could be were we more willing to receive God's package and God's plan. My brothers and sisters, God has given us everything that we need. In every crisis, in every moment, in every circumstance in life, there is something there, and it's there in the package that He offers us. And the Trinity is an important part of that package. Our package contains all the teachings, beliefs, and doctrines and traditions that will help us to live the kind of life that not only God wants for us, but the kind of life that you and I want for ourselves and for each other. Today, don't take a substitute bill of goods. Don't take anything less than what God wants to offer you. And that is the full, complete, and total package. Thank you.